In order to grow and deepen into being a truth teller, which is inevitably for our best health, we must continue to express in all ways. Continue to speak and be heard, and also to listen to others with profound patience. To be the best version of a liver of truth, it requires not just releasing, but receiving. As you give your gifts out into the world, those of the material sort like clothes or treats, or of the physical sort like your presence or your heart, you can know beyond the shadow of a doubt that giving will allow you to replenish your own life force. For to give is to receive, exactly as to inhale is to exhale. One begets the next. That doesn't mean it's easy. For some of us, giving is harder than receiving. Taking in the love and affections of others is difficult. Just as it could be that trusting the truth of another is never simple when you've been burned or hurt before. And then giving gets confusing too. Because when we've given all of ourselves or our energy to someone who's taken advantage, well, there goes that. But it's a practice. It's a promise that you'll keep watching how it goes. You'll take something in, hold it for a moment, let it marinate. Then you'll give something out and pause. See how it's accepted. And slowly, when we've found our people, it becomes second nature. Two things become one. Try it now with the breath. Can you inhale and pause at the top of the breath? Then exhale. Pause at the bottom. Keep breathing. Notice the space between each breath. A brief moment at the top and bottom of each next one. Watch those pauses at first. Then slowly, begin to roll the inhale and exhale into one another. Begin to notice how the cycle of the breath becomes a circle. One becomes the other. Continue to breathe for as long as you can, watching the waves of the breath as they rise and fall.